And we see Mark Hall, the Coffeyville city manager, arriving in the studio. Where he is. Have yourself a seat, sir. We'll get you all snapped in and talking about what's going on at the city commission meeting tonight. First of all, how you been the last couple weeks?
Well, trying to stay out of the heat.
Yeah, well, not too bad today.
No.
Yeah, we had a couple days of a break, but the meteorologists are going to crank up the thermostat.
Yes.
And then break off the knob later this week.
Yes.
And we'll probably roast in our own juices until like September at some point.
That's probably right.
Okay, so the commission meets tonight starting at 6:30 at City Hall. What's on the agenda?
Well, and of course, start off by saying is if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall. There's a ramp that goes down to the customer service door. If you go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll go to the second floor, that's where the commission room is.
Beats the heck out of climbing steps.
That
is true. Especially in my tender condition.
That is true. And, of course, the first item is the consent agenda. And the consent agenda is approving of vouchers or payments. It is one of those that the electric is always the highest item.
Well, there's quite a dichotomy here in these two appropriation ordinances, one for just under $5 million and another for $208.
Yes. And what that is I think we've discussed in the past, is the electric is a part of a pool.
Right.
And that goes to how electric is transferred and purchased and utilized. So it is a trading of funds.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you have certain expenses, those are quite higher when it involves electric utility. So
right.
That's kind of the purchase of power is in there, and that's why it seems very, very, very high.
But still, it's got to be taken care of.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We like our electricity.
Yes.
We count on it in these hot dog days of summer.
I was going to say, I think everybody's aware in the country, the electric utilities are all trying to leap forward just mm-hmm. because of the demand, because of this heat. And we always don't want to panic people, but there's the possibilities of brownouts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those that so far everything has been going good and riding through. But when the temperatures stay consistently high, the demand on electricity for air conditioning is just tremendous.
We used to joke about this when I lived in Maryland back in the day when I was a federal wage slave. We'd get our brownouts at the high point of the day, and my wife would turn to me and say, "Oh, I guess Governor Ehrlich needs ice cubes."
Yes, that's it.
Got to keep his fridge powered at our expense. Enjoy your iced tea, Governor.
Yes, and then we move to comments from citizens, which the city commission welcomes all comments, good and bad.
Well, how else are you going to learn?
That is true that we learn, and it is one of those. There's certain things that we can and can't do,
mm-hmm.
but it's always room to discuss.
Right.
And it is one of those that we can only get better if we hear what the citizens have to say.
Keep your comments civil. And just be nice.
Yes.
Like my mama always said, be nice.
And we don't have any special presentations. And
got quite a list of new business here tonight.
I was going to say, we'll go right to new business. The first two items, the resolutions for commission consideration, they both involve the purchase of property for the USDA 523 Mutual Self-Help Program.
Right.
That's through our housing department. This is the purchase of property. The city purchases the property, and then through the program, the city is reimbursed for the purchase of that property. But this goes before the commission anytime that the city buys property. It is one of those that the acquisition of property is sometimes executive session. But it is one of those, this is part of the program, and that why that is out there for those first two items.
Right.
And then we go to the resolution 44, which is the electrical engineering services agreement. And this is with a company, and it is for the engineering for our North Industrial Park Station upgrade.
Okay.
So that's through the electric service. And then we move on to the policies for municipal financing. What this is special assessments. And I want to say this is only utilized in the development mm-hmm. of property. It concerns streets. It is available both to industrial and available to commercial
right.
and to residential.
Gotcha.
Those two, it is one of this. This is how a person can get in infrastructure and streets for that development. The city doesn't put in free streets.
Right.
It is part of the developer's responsibility, but this is a tool used. It's been around forever mm-hmm. of how streets get put in. So it is one of those. This is just as the city grows in housing and as we move forward, this is the tool for developers to use.
Certainly like to get some more housing.
Yes. Yeah. And the result of the resolution, special assessment policy, is it protects the city.
Yeah.
There are certain things that we will require to protect the city as we go forward.
And if it protects the city, it likewise protects you, the taxpayer.
Yes. And we want to be smart about that. Mm-hmm. And then the next item is the transfer of ownership for the baseball and softball fields from the city of Coffeyville to the college.
Okay.
As everybody is aware, that the city transferred ownership of the stadium.
Right.
And this is no cost to the college, but this allows them to maintain the softball fields, the baseball fields, and the stadium.
Gotcha.
And it does open the doors for donations to the college, which, mm-hmm. you know, our ownership
sort of precluded that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so this is just a transfer of ownership. It is one of those. Then we have a resident policy update for city employees. This
right.
is just is the policy was written several years ago, and it was the city has grown as far as the need to promotion-wise
right.
and this. This kind of cleans that up as far as the radius of the 25-mile requirement. That remains the same.
That seems pretty fair. Yeah.
City manager still has to live within the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an upgrade, and it changes the term to directors instead of more specific.
And in these days of high gas prices, it shortens your drive to work.
Yes, that is true. It is. The next we have is a noise ordinance, and this is for the city of Coffeyville. Currently, the city does not have a noise ordinance. It is one of those. This has been talked about and discussed, and it is. I think everybody understands that sometimes things get a little loud, and it's bothersome to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of those. We will always make every effort to contact the individuals and first ask them if they could lower that.
I'll inform my cats that there's no more fighting allowed.
It is one of those. I think all of us do. We have the right to enjoy your property and your home.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of those that this does still allows, you know, outside in conversation. It just when it gets excessive
right.
and repetitive, then it does say that something needs to be
done.
Now
you're a nuisance and you're bothering people and you need to stop it.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. So other than that, we go to the city manager report, but that's kind of the meeting highlights for tonight.
Sounds like a pretty full meeting. It's tonight at 6:30 at the Coffeyville City Hall. City Manager Mark Hall, thanks for joining us this morning.
And it's always a pleasure, and thank you for letting me be here.
Oh, nice seeing you every time. See
All
you next
right.
time.
Thank you.